On the day of Governor Cuomo's first State of the State speech back in January of 2011, Senator Jeff Klein, a former deputy Democratic leader, announced the formation of the Independent Democratic Conference, along with three other senators. They would be separate from the regular Democrats, who had just lost power back to the Republicans after a disastrous two-year run in the Senate that even included a coup. Klein said at the time that they would be independent from the GOP senators as well, but he also pledged to work closely with the Republicans.
I think the most important thing we can do as elected officials is win back the voters' trust. And I think the way we're going to be able to do that is Democrats like ourselves governing and working with the Republicans, the majority, in a bipartisan fashion.
The Independent Democratic Conference, or IDC, instantly became one of the key power brokers of a nearly evenly divided Senate. When Republicans failed to win the 32 seats required to keep the majority outright in the 2012 elections, and the Democrats won 33 seats, the IDC did not join with the other Democrats and instead entered into a power-sharing agreement with the GOP that kept the regular Democrats in the minority for another 2 years. That move embittered many rank-and-file Democrats. They still have a tense relationship with the IDC. Governor Cuomo, though, has been friendly with the IDC all along, and he's now urging the two factions to mend their rift. Cuomo told a Senate Democratic Campaign Committee fundraiser in late October that he knows the IDC is now open to a coalition with the rest of the Democrats, likening it to a marriage with compromises.
I believe the IDC will want to make a coalition. The Senate Democrats are going to have to be flexible. Otherwise, they could go with the Republicans.
The Senate's Democratic leader, Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, says the regular Democrats are ready to make that commitment.
Senator Klein and I have continued to talk, and we understand, I think, that we work better together. And I imagine anything we do will be a partnership.
2 years ago, in 2014, Senator Klein said that if the Democrats won the majority of seats in the elections, then the IDC would switch sides and partner with the regular Democrats in a power-sharing coalition. But not enough Democrats won, and the IDC remained independent. After next Tuesday, the IDC will be stronger than ever. They're likely to have six members in the breakaway faction. But this time, Klein isn't saying what he'll do, and his office did not respond to requests for interviews. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.